This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is interesting because it went all through camp where essentially he's having a hold-in that doesn't wind up getting reported because he's out on the practice field running around and he wants to cash in now because he knows, frankly, that there aren't many years left in his career. And I think you add in this, Pittsburgh this offseason has gone out of its way to take care of any number of players from outside and inside the organization. DK Metcalf, Jalen Ramsey, Jonnu Smith, Darius Slay, and of course TJ Watt. So all these players that have had nothing to do with Pittsburgh's prior success got paid, TJ Watt got paid, and here's a player who feels like he's meant an awful lot to this team who hasn't gotten paid, and the two sides have not bridged any of their differences, and it doesn't seem like the Steelers want to pay him right now.
Whoa! They haven't bridged their differences here, Doran, that according to Adam Schefter. I mean, that sounds to me like it's coming straight from the team because it doesn't paint Cam in a great light. Cam didn't mention anybody else getting paid whenever he talked the other day. I don't think he would, even if that perturbed him. He was really classy with the way he talked about the Steelers organization. It almost pained him, you could tell, the way he was talking about these negotiations and how they've gone. Like, he didn't want to throw Omar or Tomlin or Art Rooney the second under the bus and made a point to say that he respects the Steelers organization. I do wonder if he is bummed out that Ramsey got all cash when they traded for him.
Probably.
Jonnu Smith, same thing.
Probably.
And they have the money to be able to do something. But the way Schefter couched it there makes me feel like Cam might want more than he was letting on the other day.
That's what I've been believing the whole time.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, if we try to piece this together, if from what we're hearing that it's been going on and they've been talking since February, why has it taken so long if it's just rolling over some money that you're going to be owed in March? $6 million? You're going to take this long over $6 million? It's something more significant than that.
If that's the case, then I go from being the vociferous Cam Hayward defender to falling more in line with the team side of this. You just can't do it.
Mm-mm.
Rolling money forward seems like a legitimate compromise. You would think that would make the player happy. It wouldn't put him in line with the Chris Joneses of the world. It wouldn't put him in line with some of the other big-name defensive linemen. It would just bump him up ahead of like the Javon Kinlaws of the world and weirdly the Javon Hargraves of the world.
Yeah, but in a way it is, right? Like, but in a way that it isn't. He's still going to get that money from this contract. I think he wants new money.
He might want new money, right? Absolutely.
Like, I mean, in a way, it's just you're getting your money now instead of getting it, you know, what, seven, 8 months from now.
That's why I think he's going to retire at the end of the year. That's just a working theory. I've not been told that, but if you're going to retire, then you're not going to get the roster bonus due to you in March, the $13 million. If you get it now and you retire, you'd at least get the 6 out of the 13. I think that might be it, man.
Well, you could also retire in April.
You could do that.
Right. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm not retiring. I'm coming back, get the roster, and then retire. Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you, I'm for these players doing everything they can to get as much money out of their bodies while they can. But if he collected a roster bonus in March and retired in April, I would be, I would have a hard time with that, because that's one that would hurt the team. That would hurt the team because you wouldn't be able to plan for it the way that you'd want. I dropped the T like pony there. You wouldn't be able to plan for it the way that you'd want. And then you're paying forth $13 million whenever you shouldn't have to pay any of that for a guy that's not playing. That would bother me.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be a shrewd business decision by Cam. I won't disagree with that. I also do wonder if Omar Khan might have something else up his sleeve, and that could be an explanation for why they haven't gotten it done. Or even if there's not something up his sleeve, if he's just keeping as much cap space as possible, just in case.
That's a lot, though.
It's a ton
to have, like, in your for a rainy day.
It would almost have to be a Joe Haden situation.
Yeah,
but Joe Haden, I mean, what was it, 3 for $36 million? I mean, even that was $12 million, and thus you'd still have a bunch left over.
Right.
Something's not adding up here, is I guess what I'm getting at.
I mean, nothing is adding up because, one, as we talked about yesterday, I'm not going to pay you for what you did. You signed the contract last year. And I'm not going to pay you for what you did and what you think you can repeat this coming season whenever you're a year older. Now, if you were 30 years old, okay, probably be an easier conversation. I'm not going to pay you for that. I also think that Cam wants more than what we think that it is.
Yeah.
And they're just like, no. And also, Cam already accepted a roster bonus. As Anthony in Oakland said yesterday on our show, that made a lot of sense to me. And then he called into the PM team show whenever I was taking my kids to practice. I was listening to him. He's doubling down. He said there's 0% chance that the Steelers pay Cam Hayward because he's already accepted the money. And Pony even offered to take him out to dinner if that was the case. If he doesn't dress before the Jets game, that Pony will take him out to dinner. And I think Anthony might be right. I don't think the Steelers are going to pay him.
If they don't, then he better be willing to hold out. But here's the thing. He ain't getting paid during the year. Like, that is one they will never budge on that. It doesn't seem like if Hayward does want an actual legitimate tear up the contract, get a new contract, doesn't seem like they're willing to budge on that either. For the longest time, they wouldn't budge on guaranteed money. They've changed their tune on that. I mean, T.J. Watt got $100+ million guaranteed. They have moved on that. They're not willing to legitimately restructure a contract with 2 years. And they are not willing, I don't think, ever to move off the we're not going to negotiate in season.
Mm-hmm.
So, yikes. And if Cam holds out, man, I'm not going to be able to defend him anymore. I'm not going to defend him. Not when you've got the head coach coming out and saying we could have a historic defense. Spoiler alert, without Cam Hayward, you can have a good defense. You can't have a great defense. And you can sure as bleep not have a historical defense.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's, I mean, what, all of a sudden Wyatt Black is right. A starter and it's there. You got two of your three starters, maybe?
Well, that's some leverage that Cam
has. Or rookies.
Then. Like, I mean,
sure.
A little bit. Like, if you're really, if you want to reach these heights as a defense, you need Cam Hayward.
I cannot defend Cam Hayward and say he deserves a new contract when he just signed a contract. I can say you can extend him an olive branch and roll that money forward.
Mm-hmm.
But at 36 years old, even as a reigning All-Pro, one of the best defensive linemen in football, they are just simply not going to alter their way of doing business for you, man. And I think that they should be willing to do the roster bonus. And I think, my God, he should be willing to take that olive branch. If he wants a new contract, I cannot defend him. A straight-up new contract. And he did a little bit talk out of both sides of his mouth the other day. He said he's the 36th highest-paid defensive lineman in the NFL. But then he was also asked about, hey, this roster bonus, there's some talk that maybe that could be what happens. And he said, yeah, there are easy ways that this could get done. There are ways that this has been reported that this could get done. That seemed to be what he was talking about there.
Hmm.
Like, he made it seem like he would take the $6 million.
Mm.
But then he also, out of the other side of his mouth, he mentioned that he's the 36th highest paid guy.
So put yourself in Cam Hayward's shoes. Like, I mean, getting older, you just had the year you had. You feel like you want to be valued. You feel like you want to be paid. Not $6 million more. Like, it's make me top 10.
Listen, I get it. But I don't think you can, in good faith, if you're Hayward, if you're Hayward's agent, say, rip up the contract and give me another one after we just agreed to one last year. My agent flubbed it.
Mm-hmm.
He totally flubbed it.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm Hayward, I probably play it this way and then eventually see if they'll cave and give me the bonus. But I think it's absurd if he's looking for top flight money at 36. I just don't think you can reasonably expect the Steelers, a year after giving you a contract, giving you a whole new contract. That's why I think there's layers to this.
Yeah.
And I said it way back whenever this first came out, when we got the first Adam Schefter report. If he's asking for a whole new deal, I can't get on board with that. And I certainly can't get on board with him holding out whenever this is supposed to be, according to Tom, in a historic defense. I don't even know if I want to open the phones. I see the text. I just don't know if I want to go down that path. What do you think? I have Hayward fatigue. I thought it was worth reacting to the Schefter report.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I want to do the whole thing.
Yeah, might take one.
412-928-9370. Dwayne in Pittsburgh. Hi, Dwayne.
How you doing?
Good, man. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for answering. I got two things on the defense. The first thing is, I'm listening to them talk and everything, and I'm kind of glad they're talking. Because for years, we've had no defense and identity when nobody's talking. And when you talk, you got to play up to that potential. And my other thing is, I believe this is a great defense on paper. It's just that if this defense was coached by Dick LeBeau, I can really see it being a great, great defense.
I'm with you. Fangio or Spagnuolo. I mean, you name a handful of guys. Yeah, of course you'd feel better with a historically good defensive coordinator. On paper, it's great. On paper, it's great. But that's why they need Cam Hayward. Like, you remove an all-pro from a spot where you have probably the least proven depth, that's going to be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be an issue, which, what you're right, would be part of Cam Hayward's leverage. Texter writes in, I was on Cam's side until this conversation. Well, I'm starting to change my tune a little bit. And I think we say this all the time, as information changes, then so too should opinion. If he wants to rip up the contract and get a new one, that, like, tough nuggets, man.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I can't see, I can't see wasting energy and time for this long over the amount of money that could be rolled in.
Right.
It just doesn't make sense.
Maybe he wants all of next year's money to be guaranteed, but I think that's a pretty big ask for a 36-year-old, too.
After coming off an all-pro season, logically, by the situation, I want more money. I want to be paid like one of the best players at my position, players at my unit. I think it's kind of cut and dry like that. I think he wants to be paid.
Then I think this thing is, it's going to linger.
Yeah.
It's going to linger. We got a long time between now and September 7th. And we'll talk to Doug Whaley about this. You can be perfect on this today from 9 o'clock until 10. He says, you know, deadlines, they do some magic. You get close to a deadline, all of a sudden, whoa, business picks up. I just can't believe we're here. This totally took everybody by surprise.
Except for maybe the Steelers. But I don't know. Maybe the Steelers didn't. I don't know. Maybe they didn't think that he would actually do it. Maybe they were just discussing it. And, you know, that was probably something that was brought up. But I don't know. Even the Steelers kind of felt like he was actually going to do it during training camp. Like, why wait now?
It wasn't the start of camp, which is when you usually see these things.
But didn't he participate in OTAs and minicamp?
Yeah. And Caboli brought up a good point when we talked to him on Monday. He said, you watch that the now famous Rodgers interception by Patrick Queen on the first rep of 11-on-11. Guess who's lined up at defensive line? It's Cam Hayward.
Very odd. If it were me, like, I would have did it during OTAs and minicamp, because then it's like, all right, me and TJ are not here. So you forces their hand a little bit to get something done for probably both. It's like, we need our best guys here.
I wonder if he didn't make a stink about it, like, publicly before, because TJ was doing his thing.
Out of respect?
Out of respect, and he, yes, out of respect, and This is actually the time they usually do contracts. So you sort of genuflect and you stand aside for him, but then it gets done. But it got done before camp.
Right.
Do you think he's trying to test his limits? Because, I mean, who of the Steelers refused to give him a contract
Good
to?
Point, Kals. Good point.
In history. I mean, maybe he's trying to leverage that. He saw TJ got his contract, and now he's like, you know what? Let me just test this. Let me see what happens. Let me play the media up a little bit. Let me post on social media. Let me say things that I don't normally say. And let me see how fans feel about this, and let me see if I can influence the Steelers.
I think that's a fantastic point. Very good point. And he also knows that the Steelers got the bread to do it.
It almost always works when players do this, too. The difference, though, between Hayward and Watt, and it's a big one in their minds, and by there I mean the Steelers brass, there's 2 years left on the deal. And he just signed it last year.
Okay, but Boswell's doing it too, though. So it's like,
I think that this is going to be
2 years left on his deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's probably like, all right, pay TJ. You're paying this guy. You're paying that guy. Boswell's doing it with 2 years left. What are they going to say to me? I'm Cam Hayward.
I'm starting to get real annoyed by this Boswell one.
I think this will be overall good for the Steelers, though, because it's going to force them to say no.
Or say yes.
Or they're gonna cave, right. I would hope they stay strong and say no, because it is a bit of a ridiculous request, in my opinion.
If it's a full-blown new contract he wants, then yeah, I absolutely hope they say no. Absolutely, I hope they say no. We'll see what Ray's been hearing when we talk to him coming up at 8 o'clock. You can obviously react at 412-928-9370. That's a good chat there, boys. That's a real good chat. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. What did Omar Khan say about his wide receiver core? We'll tell you next.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Texter, any chance this whole Cam Hayward situation is for NFL entertainment value? Think about it. Great guy like Cam, it gives the whole NFL world something to talk about. I don't know that it's a huge deal outside of Pittsburgh. I'm not seeing it like lead SportsCenter or on these NFL live shows. I know they talked about it with Schefter yesterday. So, I mean, it's a story. I don't know that it's even close to a lead story right now. Not with Shador Sanders throwing the ball all over the damn yard.
Correct.
I'll do a quick cursory search on NFL.com.
I mean, I was interested in that same topic yesterday, and listened to and watched Colin Cowherd's show for a little bit, and I was like, I wonder if he brings up Cam Hayward, and he didn't.
He'd probably say don't pay him because they spend too much on defense.
Right.
Just a guess. In fact, there is. Harry, I want you to play along with this too. And I wouldn't have got this. I'm not smarter than you guys just because I have this open. There is a Steelers story listed among the top 10 stories on NFL.com. You guys want to take a guess at what the story is?
Bedbugs.
It's a hell of a guess.
That's what I was going to say. Is it Jalen Ramsey?
Talking no.
A Steelers story. Huh.
You'll never guess it. I never would have guessed it. Are you ready?
I had one on the tip of my tongue, but it's probably not it. But Steelers should have drafted Shador.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. That'd be our Rogers. That'd be our show today.
Aaron Rodgers, number 16 on the list?
No, that's too easy.
And that wasn't written by the NFL Network. That was
a Steelers.
The Athletic. You'll never guess it because it's incredible. The Cam Hayward story, not up on NFL.com. Here is the story. I can't believe we haven't discussed this. It's a massive deal. Steelers Rodgers doesn't like new helmet. It looks like a darn spaceship out there. Seriously, nothing on Cam Hayward. A write-up about Rodgers' new helmet written by Nick Shook. That is a big deal for like the individual.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you've talked to me about that before.
Yeah. He looks really dumb in that helmet, too. Real dumb.
He's always looked dumb in the helmet, I think, Rodgers. Mm-hmm. He's always had that giant dome looking helmet.
Yep.
Peyton Manning, great player. One of my all-time favorite players. I used to love watching Peyton play. He always looked dumb because he had those stupid long sleeves.
Yep. But whenever he first came into the league, he had that like almost lineman face mask that tight ends used to wear back in the 90s.
Yes. Like, Peyton's kind of goofy, man.
He is goofy.
Mm-hmm. And Antonio Brown lost his ever-loving mind. He filed a grievance against the league because of his helmet way back when.
And let me tell you this.
Froze his feet, too.
The helmet that Antonio Brown lost his mind over and the helmet that Aaron Rodgers is kind of losing his mind over, they suck. Both those helmets are terrible helmets. The helmets that they make now are way better. Like the ones that you see like that has a little thing on the top of the head, the forehead.
Yeah.
Like those are 100 times better than the ones that those two are upset about. Those ones they're terrible.
But you know how it is though. My wife got me all kind of new sexy looking underwear.
Oh my God.
Just wait.
Boxers or briefs?
I don't like the bunch. I don't like when it all gets all bunched up around my thighs with the boxers. More of a briefs guy.
Okay.
And can you imagine trying to find briefs for me that actually cling to the leg?
Well, I mean,
my thighs are smaller than your arms.
Youth eights. Youth size eight. Youth large. You probably could fit in a youth large.
For underpants?
Yeah.
No. No.
No?
Maybe for my legs, not the third leg.
Hey, Crowley, it's time to move on.
You're making all of us uncomfortable.
It's been a while.
You don't know as much as you say. So it's time to move on, or we'll be here all day.
Third leg. Come on.
Point being, I like wearing my old underpants because they're just more comfortable.
To Doran's point.
Even though they're worse. And these helmets are worse. Clearly, like, obviously, that's why they got thrown out of the league.
Can't even wear them. They stink.
And wouldn't you think, from like a safety standpoint, I'm 41 years old. Like, I ain't trying to get a concussion late in my career.
Right.
Like, I don't want to, my last year in the league, I don't want to get hit in the head and get hurt. Look what we've done. Thank you, NFL Network.
Kyle's, what were you about to say?
There's nothing like a helmet that doesn't fit right, or like, I mean, the way it squeezes your head.
It's more the look, I think, that guys are going for. Like, they want to look a certain way in a helmet.
I bet you're right.
It is. Like, you know, you look a certain way in a helmet. Like, I mean, I wore, like, the China box face mask for a while because, like, I didn't like having a different face mask because that's not how I wanted to look.
Dudes will wear visors with the super dark tint that maybe they can maybe make an argument it helps them, but in a lot of cases, I think they just want to look sick.
Just look.
Yeah. They got the mouth guards with the teeth.
Yep. Just looking. Yeah.
We were supposed to talk about Omar Khan and what he had to say about wide receivers.
Mm.
So we will do that. Also, the most important story that came out of Steelers camp is not sexy, but it is the most important story. So we'll do that next as well. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Man, I think they've gotten better every day. Broderick got slowed by a little day-to-day injury there for a spell, but has really been on the uptick since his return. Same with Troy. I like the trajectory of the group, but as I mentioned, even though we're leaving here, man, we still are very much in development and got a lot of time in front of us between now and the opener.
Mike Tomlin talking about Broderick Jones and Troy Faltanu. Arrow pointed up on those guys. And I think it was Trey Essex who tweeted this out, and Trey is our offensive line whisperer, that the preseason game that Broderick Jones played could give him a huge boost of confidence. And his talent's never been the issue. We've always talked about it as being between the ears for him, whether it's a technical, the technical side of things or the confidence side of things. He got better when the pads went on. He got better the healthier he got. He got better when he was with Seumalo. Didn't even play next to Seumalo in the preseason game. And while I'm not willing to plant my flag in, hey, he's totally fixed now territory, man, it's much better than the alternative. Because on July 31st, I tweeted out, Broderick Jones' development or lack thereof is the biggest story in Pittsburgh sports, and it ain't even close. Cam Hayward has now superseded that. But as far as the tangible and how it affects this team, I still stand by that. And you know what? We're in a much better place now than we were when the Steelers entered camp.
No doubt. Last night, I watched every single rep that Broderick Jones, Faltanu, and Zach Frazier took.
Look at you.
I did. And they obviously, for Zach Frazier, looked good. But I wanted to compare and contrast. I've been saying that a lot lately, compare and contrast. I wanted to compare.
Well, you've been doing a lot of it lately.
Yeah, that is true. I wanted to compare what Broderick looked like to what Faltanu looked like. So first, I watched Broderick. He definitely looks better. He looks more confident. There's still little details that he needs to do. He keeps ducking his head, but I think he wants to play physical whenever he's pass protecting. It looked a lot better. Like it looked like there was a foundation there for him to get better throughout the season. So like I'm kind of easing back a little bit on the Broderick.
Yeah.
You know, hey, this bust territory. No, I think he could figure it out. But then I watched Faltanu. He might be an all-pro in the next year or two.
Yeah.
Like, his technique, his get-off, his punch, His sliding is like night and day compared to Broderick.
Wow.
Night and day.
So Broderick's improved, but then you look over at Felton and you go,
man, this guy's only had how many reps?
Man, that's huge.
This guy only has like what? 4 games, 5 games? Most of them preseason?
No, he didn't even play last year. He got early in preseason. He got into the Denver game and then got hurt again.
Okay, so like I was like, what?
Yeah.
I'm gonna send it to you in the break, and you look at both of them.
I'm sure I'll be writing down. He's dipping his head.
No, I mean just look. I mean you don't even have to look at that. You could just tell that there's a difference between the two of them. But Broderick was still holding his own in the preseason game, and I think he has a lot of room to improve, and I think he will improve. Is basically what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I always try to couch it like this with the offensive line. Like it's as talented a group as they've had in a while. Now talent can only get you so far. You got to be able to play the position, but man, the reports that were coming out early in camp of Broderick Jones, I was concerned that Aaron Rodgers was going to get hurt. Next year, you'd be looking at having to address the tackle position. We were talking about the potential of Darnell Washington having to move to tackle, which we all still think he could do, but you see this tree trunk dude running down the middle of the field. You'd like to keep him in that position, for goodness sakes. So right now you could put a pin in all those conversations, and where he is right now isn't going to be good enough, but that he got to where he is right now is good enough for where we are right now, which is a big, pleasant surprise. Because you think about one position that could derail the season, those tackles, and Mike Tomlin does not heap praise on young players frequently. And as far as Mike Tomlin goes, like this, I'll play it again. I mean, this is pretty high praise.
Man, I think they've gotten better every day. Broderick got slowed by a little day-to-day injury there for a spell, but has really been on the uptick since his return. Same with Troy. I like the trajectory of the group, but as I mentioned, even though we're leaving here, man, we still are very much in development and got a lot of time in front of us between now and the opener.
So much better, but still leave open the room to grow. Love that answer. Love that answer. So happy to hear it. People texting in about other quarterbacks that look dumb in their helmets. Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, he looks dumb.
He looks like Jimmy Neutron running around out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you brought up Peyton Manning. Peyton, he wore the helmet so tight.
Yeah.
He would have that big red mark in his giant five head when he'd take his helmet off.
He still has it from his playing days. He still has it. I swear. look at him. He still has that imprint. Yep.
That dude's got a massive forehead, dude. Massive forehead. What a player. Goofy. Funny guy.
Uh-huh. Big guy.
Big guy.
In person. Very big. Weirdly big. Like, you think Peyton Manning, like, oh, yeah, he's pretty tall. Like, no, you stand next to him, like, huge.
Guys like that don't play the game anymore. Like, that's not what you're looking for anymore.
Uh-uh.
Tom Brady, his size, pocket.
Yep.
Accuracy.
Ben. Matt Ryan's big.
Yeah. Phillip Rivers,
He's 6'7".
I mean, my God.
Yeah.
That's why you can get away with throwing the ball out, goofy little angle. They were
praying
trying to...
Mantis.
What?
Praying Mantis.
He had another kid.
No, he didn't.
No, you know what? You're right. I misremember the story. His first kid had a kid.
Nuh-uh.
Phillip Rivers' granddaddy, Phil. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
How about that?
What's he have, like 8, 9?
How many kids? We're supposed to be talking about receivers now, Dorn. I mean,
he was running off the field in my rookie year when we were playing him. At halftime, he looked like a praying mantis. He was running his arms. He was like running like this. I was like, man, he looks like a praying mantis. He was all big.
Dadgummit!
Yeah, he was just looking at us. I was like, what is he looking at?
He doesn't cuss.
No, just staring.
He has 10 kids.
10 kids?
Which makes me believe that maybe on the football field while mic'd up, he doesn't cuss. If you have 10 kids, you're cussing.
I mean, oh, I'm letting a few slip at least.
Oh, my gosh.
All that year. Oh, man. His first kid has a kid?
First kid has a kid. Their most recent child. His most recent child was born in 2023.
That's...
So he's got a kid that's two
and a grandkid.
How old is Rivers? Ben's age.
Like, that's not your brother. That is your Wait.
43.
So that's his uncle?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. That's 2 years older than him.
Yeah. Yeah, my uncle's potty training.
Oh, my God.
That's weird, man. That's wild. What were we talking about?
No clue.
All right. So good reports out of the tackles from Steelers training camp. We'll talk to Ray Fittipaldo about that and more coming up at 8 o'clock. I've been teasing this for a full hour, so we better get to it next. But what Omar Khan had to say about his wide receiver room, are we buying or selling? 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. In 10 minutes, Ray Fittipaldo, who is at every single Steelers training camp practice, will give us his MVP, the LVPs, offensive guy that stood out, defensive, all that fun stuff with Ray Fittipaldo. During the break, I was watching all these reps from Broderick Jones. Now I got to go back and watch Troy Faltanu. Impressive stuff.
Yeah.
Really impressive stuff. Last segment, we were talking about Philip Rivers and how he's got 10 kids, and his youngest kid just had a kid. So Philip Rivers is a grandfather.
Oldest kid.
Oldest kid had a kid. Thank you. Important correction. Someone in the YouTube chat just writes in, get off her, Phil! Nick Cannon, 12 kids.
Yeah.
You
Cromartie,
start,
right?
Cromartie has 14.
I mean, come on. 14. I mean, I get mixed up with three. How you can't possibly...
Oh, I call the dog the kid's name, the cats the kid's names, the kids the other's name, my wife my kid's name. And I got two kids. Meanwhile, okay, I will. So there is a multiple-time Super Bowl winning Steeler that after his rookie year just said, screw it, and got a vasectomy. I was talking to him about it at Sharky's, like, 8 training camps ago. So he was sitting there with some 20-something lady who was wearing very little clothes. And I was like, man, he's getting it. And I started talking. I was like, things seem to be going pretty well. Like, I got a vasectomy. I think you know who it is.
Yeah. They call the IT department.
All right. Omar Khan. Talking yesterday, said he feels really good about the wide receiver room. Are we buying it or are we selling that?
Selling it. That's what he said last year.
Yes.
That's what he said last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. They didn't feel good about the receiver room last year. They don't feel good about the receiver room this year. They feel good. I mean, they feel okay. They feel good about DK Metcalf, I'll say that. But there's no way that you can look yourself in the mirror and say that you feel really good about the receiver room the way it is right now.
I feel, me personally, much better than I did last year when you go 1 through 5. I feel better about their number one guy, Roman Wilson, arrow pointed up. Now, Calvin Austin, he's got a core muscle injury, so we'll see how long that keeps him out. But that has given Roman Wilson an opportunity to make a step forward. I think they're better overall. The problem is, and I think this is what you're getting at, if you lose DK Metcalf, it's no different than losing Pickens last year.
Right.
Where I might feel better about the collective, but if we're talking strictly wide receivers, you're in a world of hurt if all of a sudden Calvin Austin or Roman Wilson's your number one.
Right. I mean, the tallest receiver's 5'10".
Yeah.
5'11".
You do have a better version of Darnell Washington, and you do have Jonnu Smith. So from an overall weapons standpoint, I think you're in a much better spot than last year, but you are one DK Metcalf injury away from being in a world of hurt again.
Yep.
A world of hurt. And we're getting no smoke about them being interested at all in a wide receiver. Like, this is the time. Rumors are flying left and right. We're getting nothing on that right now. Nothing. Now, we didn't hear much about Jalen Ramsey. The Steelers were linked to Jonnu Smith. We hadn't heard much about the Jalen Ramsey thing, and that happened without anybody sniffing around it before it happened. So maybe they got something in the works, but I'm buying that he buys it. I'm just not buying that from a wide receiver standpoint, they're in a great spot. Let's talk to Ray Fittipaldo coming up.
Yes.
What are you Googling goofy stuff over there, aren't you?
No, I'm good.
I didn't want to bring up Nick Cannon, but I just start typing in how many kids does, and then he was the first one that popped up.
He's a lot. Man, that's a lot to keep track of, man.
All right, Ray Fittipaldo joins us coming up next. First, Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 82, getting some much-needed rain around here. 75% chance of rain. It's raining where we are now. It's going to rain for a large chunk of the day.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.